This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a very busy show today. When we found out that there was an armed officer outside the Florida school, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, there was an armed deputy, I should say, and he was stationed there and did not go in to help stop the shooting. Livid, just livid. We'll tell you the latest on what's going on with that. He was school resource officer Scott Peterson. I'm beside myself, especially since we're debating having people on campuses that have, I don't think it should even be a debate. We should have people on campuses that are armed. But we had somebody there, and he didn't do jack diddly squat. Many of you are asking about kratom and why the FDA wants to ban it, and how 44 people have already died from this herbal supplement. So we're going to talk about that. We have a doctor who has been sentenced for prescribing thousands of opioid pills, okay? We'll tell you what's going on with his case and why other doctors watching this case may say, you know what, I'm done with writing pain medication. We have a YouTube star. This story broke a while back where she said that her veganism helped heal her breast cancer. Well, she ended up dying of breast cancer anyway, but we don't want people anti-veganism, all right? But why would veganism be an adjunct to fighting cancer? We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize. I'm just a little grumpy today. I with what's going on with the school shooting and, you know, with all the news and the, you know, the politics, it's just been a very, very stressful time. And on top of all that, it's my husband's birthday, this weekend. And, I kind of get nervous, you know, when it's my husband's birthday because, you know, he doesn't like birthdays. He's turning 49 and, you know, he thinks he's old. Yeah, being 49, and he is, you know, because he's married to a 25-year-old. I mean, you should feel old. Joking, okay? I'm in my 40s, too. And I bought him a gift certificate because my husband, I love my husband. I love him. But I don't know what to buy for him. I don't know what he likes, you know? I mean, don't say porn. You know, here's the thing. You know, wives buying porn subscriptions, that doesn't make a lot of sense in this day and age because you can just get it online. So no. I mean, I'm his wife. I'm supposed to get him something that he's always wanted. So, but the thing is we have the type of marriage where I'm like, buy whatever you want. You want a, you know, you want a new car, you want this. I mean, as long as we can afford it. You know, go ahead, buy whatever. And so, you know, for me to buy him something that he can shop for himself, like himself, it's like, I don't want him to go to Victoria's Secret and buy me underwear. Because he'll get the size wrong. You think I tell my husband the size underwear I wear? Oh, hell no. No way. No way. I'm always like, oh, I just wear a little small. I wear a petite. So he'll go and buy something petite and then I put it on. He'll divorce me if he sees me and something like that. So I don't want him buying me clothes. I don't want to buy me underwear. Cologne, he could get the wrong scent just because he thinks it smells good in a store. Doesn't mean it smells good on me. So I'm like, I'll buy my own stuff. You buy your own stuff. And we're not like that. You don't have to buy stuff for each other. The problem is that I need to do something special for him. And so one of my friends suggested that I take him to a strip club. Now, I've never done that. Never done that because I don't really want to go into a strip club. My aunt and her friends once to a guy strip show, and it was crazy. We are talking, I mean, women accuse men of being dogs. Oh my gosh. These women were, they were way worse than any men I've ever seen. Okay? And most of my friends have been guys. So I've seen my friends drunk and trying to hit on women. They were angels compared to these women. These women were clawing at these men. And I was a little nervous because I really thought I was going to get stampeded. What's very interesting is after a male review, a male strip review, or a strip show, when you leave the arena or you leave the venue, there's all these guys that are standing outside, just standing outside, because these women come out so horny, and now they could hit on him. It's very interesting. It's, you know, but anyway, so I, you know, so my experience with a guy strip, and it was a strip club, it was a show. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but oh my gosh, it's like my aunt, I'm like, really? I felt like you were an angel. I'm like, really? Your hand has been tipping him now for about 30 minutes. You can remove the hand. I mean, it was not very easy for me to see that. And so I don't go. And so, you know, for my husband, I'd rather just say, you guys go. You go with your friends for your birthday. I don't care. But I guess my friend suggested it because she's like, you guys have to do something together. Well, going to a strip club for me, seeing women undress. By the way, I don't get that. I think we've talked about this on air before. I don't get how you guys go to strip clubs. I don't get that because here's the thing. Yeah, I understand you can see naked women. I get that. But when they do lap dances or when they dance for you or they, you know, rub up against you or whatever, you get aroused. But you're not allowed to touch them. There's laws. You're not allowed to have sex with them. Yeah, so in a way, I was taught when I was younger, don't arouse anybody if you're not going to be able to go through with it because they're going to get mad. Or they may have some engorgement pain afterwards. So don't go there. So I'm thinking all these guys are walking out of there in pain or having some issues because they got aroused and they couldn't release. And I don't understand why guys would do that to themselves. You know, I am not going to ask Michael Fassbender to dance for me and then say goodbye and just sit there and I don't know. I mean, you it just doesn't make sense to me. So I still don't know what to do for my husband's birthday. I'm just thinking a cake, maybe. Get him a cake. That'll be good. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when Nicholas Cruz started shooting last week at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, right, in which he ended up killing 17 people, injuring multiple others, there was an armed deputy that was stationed at the Florida school. There was an armed deputy, I believe just one. But instead of entering, according to CNN, the officer waited outside for 4 minutes while the gunman was killing students. Apparently, school resource officer Scott Peterson never went in. He did take a position on the west side of Building 12, where most of the carnage happened, according to Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. And he remained outside for upward of 4 minutes. Now, the shooting had lasted 6 minutes. So I don't know if he went in at the last 2 minutes or not, but we're being told he never went in. Now, Scott Peterson is 54 years old. He has resigned from Broward County Sheriff's Office, according to the Sun Sentinel. and Newsweek reported that he was the only armed deputy on campus during the shooting and did nothing. Sheriff Scott Israel said he never went in. He said Peterson could have and should have gone in, addressed the killer, killed the killer. But video footage from the scene has shown that the deputy did none of those things. He said there are no words. So now, obviously, Florida law enforcement has come under some, you know, increased scrutiny with this one. Three educators as well as 14 students were killed on Valentine's Day. Two other deputies have been placed on restricted duty because they may have mishandled earlier tips to the sheriff's office. Now, this gentleman, this veteran of, you know, law enforcement, I mean, wasn't somebody that I understand had a lot of issues. He had a 30-year career in law enforcement. He was originally from Illinois. He served as a school resource officer at Stoneman Douglas in 2009. And a 2017 performance review showed he was a trusted officer, took pride in protecting the students, faculty, and staff at the school. So did he freeze? I mean, what? Why would he have not come in? It just makes no sense. Broward School Superintendent lambasted Peterson over his reaction. Said, "I'm in shock and I'm outraged to no end that he could have made a difference in all this. It's really disturbing that we had a law enforcement individual there specifically for this reason, and he did not engage." Now, ninth grade English teacher Felicia Burgeon defended him, saying, "Look, there is no one that is going to tell you a negative thing about Deputy Peterson." And she also explained that the officer would not have stood a chance against Cruz, who had an AR-15. She goes, "I don't know that what he could have done other than literally died." So basically, Peterson, according to the New York Post, believed he did his duty. He called in the location, he set up a perimeter, called in the description. But then why didn't he enter? Now, we have two other deputies placed on restricted duty. So now, this is where we're like, okay, are we going to be getting all the details? What are all the details now? Was he told to stand down? Was he told to set up a perimeter? Because usually many of these officers, you know, they call it in, and then they're being told by their superior officer what to do. Did the superior officer say, "Go in"? Okay. And he didn't. We aren't getting that story. We aren't getting that he was told to go in and defied orders. We're also not being told if he was told to stand firm and stand put. I'm not sure what the exact verbiage would have been, but to stand his post and await further orders. But 6 minutes of shooting, that's a long time. I mean, if I was standing there, I would, and I'm hearing this, and he was at the bell, you know, somebody could say, "Well, look, he might not have known the shooting was going on. He might not have heard it." So, no, he had a description. He knew it was happening. He was there at the building. Why didn't he go in? So, you know, at the outset, when I heard about this, I'm like, okay, I heard about this last night. I'm like, okay, he froze. Maybe he froze. Maybe he didn't want to die. Maybe he made a split-second decision. And he said, "You know what, I'll be here when he comes out, and I'll take care of it then, but I don't know what I'm doing going." Maybe he just froze. But I'm starting to get a little suspicious that that might not have been what it is. I'm starting to get the idea that maybe he was told not to go in. Maybe there was conflicting orders. I'm not sure. But this is a cluster. This is one of the biggest clusters I've heard in a long time. And, you know, whether it's a child that's killed or an adult that's killed, when you have people that have sworn, you know, their duty and have been trained and have the tools to do something and they don't, it starts to weather your faith in, you know, the system that's supposed to protect us. Now, this was one instance. Okay, and so it's making a lot of headlines. I can't tell you how many times officers have put their lives on the line and officers have reacted appropriately. The majority of them do, and God bless our first responders and our officers and, you know, in my town, Metro. I mean, these guys are, they're godsends. I mean, we are so indebted to them. And so this is a fluke. But we have to discuss this as we're debating having armed officers or armed teachers in schools. Now, President Trump was talking to CPAC about how, you know, it's a good idea to have teachers who are armed, having CCW, concealed carry, authorization. Nobody knows who they are. Okay, you don't want everybody to know, guys, Mr. Smith and Miss Jones are armed. Okay, we don't want, you know, it would be concealed. And their identity is obviously concealed as to who would be armed, such that nobody can decide to, you know, try to take them down and take their weapon. Or if a quote-unquote, you know, assailant comes in, you know, he won't know which classrooms to avoid. Okay, it could be anybody. And, you know, that makes sense. But are they going to freeze? You know, I told you, when I was taking my CCW class, I mean, you can't do it half-assed. If you are going to pull a gun on somebody, and you are going to try to protect yourself or your child or another child, you need to be in it all the way. You can't be, oh, well, you know what? I'll just threaten him and or her, and maybe they'll see the gun and go bye-bye. And I know you have got to be prepared. And so even though I think a lot of people think it's a great idea to have staff and faculty armed at all schools, if we can't afford law enforcement or there's not enough law enforcement, the question arises, will a teacher hesitate when it comes to killing a child that's shooting others? What if this is a child that you have worked with for years? What if this is a grade school, middle school combined, and you have seen this child grow up since kindergarten? And now you see little baby Johnny, 13 years old, running around with an assault rifle. Would you hesitate to shoot him in the head? The average educator has devoted their lives to kids. They love their kids. They love the children that they teach. You know, me being a teacher, I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to be talking to students, and I'll be teaching them, and, you know, yeah, if they don't listen to class or they go off and graduate, who cares? I did a good job. Oh, no, no, no. They're your babies. I don't care how old they are. You know, you do gain an attachment to the kids that you teach, no matter how old. Because it's a relationship you have where you are making them contributing to their personhood. And there's a piece of you in that person's brain. And so now I know why teachers were so protective in my business. And so what's going on with you? Why don't you write? Why don't you let me know? Send me a postcard. I'm like, why do you care? I made fun of your class. I passed notes in your class. Why do you care? Well, because I want to see what you become. You know, teaching medical students, I can't wait to see what kind of doctors they become. You know, I'll come into their office and I'm like, look at that day. You're holding your stethoscope correct. What a good boy. Good girl. I want to be crazy. They're like, ma'am, please, I'm about to go into surgery. Oh, look at that. You're in your scrubs. Oh, my gosh. I remember the first time you wore scrubs. Dang. Ma'am, please. I have surgery. I have triple A repair. Sorry. Just tell you look so professional. Dang. Okay. So, you know, I mean, so then the question is could a teacher, if they are armed, really do it? Or do we need non-teachers, people that have not bonded with these kids to be the ones that are armed? Something to think about. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, very quick case I want to talk to you about is we have a doctor who has been sentenced to federal prison, 4.5 years in federal prison, because of prescribing thousands of opioid pills. Now, medical providers need to read this carefully before they panic. Okay, because unlike other assaults on doctors' licenses for their prescribing patterns, this guy looks like a real idiot, okay? So the U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento said 67-year-old Nicholas Campos Jr. of Yuba City was sentenced Thursday for prescribing patients oxycodone and methadone without conducting physical examinations. He also charged a bogus $100, quote, DEA fee, and the numbers he prescribed didn't make sense. And so the prosecutors say the amounts were clearly intended for abuse and resale, endangering patients and the public. He has lost his license. And what they've alleged he has done, well, he has been sentenced, so what he's accused of having done, is he prescribed one patient 2,640 hydrocodone pills. But that was only within a time frame of 28 days. So the patient would have then, that's what, about 100 a day? And then he prescribed another patient 2,100 oxycodone pills over 50 days, which would have equaled to 42 pills a day. So obviously, prosecutors say those doses would have been fatal. I don't know why he would have done that unless he was operating a pill mill. But the reason why I bring this one up, because, you know, most medical providers will say, all right, this guy's an idiot. You know, it's good he was, you know, caught. And, you know, these are the idiots that unfortunately have been ruining our profession when it comes to how we manage pain. And now is causing all these rules and regulations that's affecting us innocent doctors. Okay? But doctors are panicking, obviously, because we are being watched very closely. And our numbers could unfortunately be skewed. Remember there was a huge lawsuit against, I believe it was Walgreens, one of the major pharmacy chains. And they were talking about how they filled 1,000 narcotic prescriptions per month or something like that. And when we broke down the numbers, it was like, well, that's not, I mean, per day in a big city, that doesn't seem outrageous. You know, same thing, when somebody says, oh my gosh, they wrote 1,000 narcotic pills to a patient in a 3-month period. Okay, 1,000 pills is a lot. Okay, I get that. All right, you know, but if the 1,000 different pills were, well, we started out with Percocet, that didn't work, so then they wanted to switch to Vicodin, and when we believe that the Vicodin was too strong, we dropped them down to a schedule 4 tramadol, that seemed to work, he liked that better than the other two, so we gave him a refill. You could start adding these up and go, oh, okay, well, wait a second, very innocently he was starting on something strong, we brought him down, we gave him some breakthrough medication. We brought him down to a lower, less addictive medication. We refilled that. You look and you see a lot of pills, but then when you actually break it down, you see that there's not a deliberate violation of a law or ethics with it. So when you look at a doctor's prescribing pattern, a doctor who sees more patients is going to be at higher risk for higher numbers. You know, that also happened with Medicare audits. Rumors were going around that some of the busier doctors were the ones getting audited because Medicare had been paying them more money than other doctors who weren't as busy. And so years ago, a lot of doctors were like, you know what? I don't need that many Medicare patients. Let's cut back the number of Medicare patients. So if they decide to use a cutoff of, let's say, who did we pay out $5 million to last year? Which medical group will be under that limit, whether it's $2 million, whatever, because we see less patients. And Medicare patients are telling me nobody wants to take Medicare anymore. You know, or they limit. They say they're at their max of Medicare patients. What's going on? And we noticed that pharmacies might have been doing that with pain medications, too. After Walgreens got sued, patients were telling me that when they would go to the pharmacy said, now we ran out of pain medication. We're not ordering anytime soon. Like, what are you talking about? You're a pharmacy. So then how do I get a prescription? So my guess is they want it to be under a limit. That would be my guess. So that they don't ping the radar of filling X amount of prescriptions. So, as medical providers see stories of these, where, you know, doctors are, you know, somebody is going through our prescribing patterns and counting. And they are looking at what we prescribed, and they are taking a calculator or making an Excel sheet and adding these up. And I wouldn't be surprised if certain medical boards throughout the country, because they have to look like they're doing something, and they have to, you know, make their state and governor and everybody happy, I wouldn't be surprised if what they're doing is they are analyzing which doctor or medical provider that they license writes an excessive amount of pain medication. Obviously filtering out those that do pain management. And they could very easily see by our prescribing pattern through our controlled substance database who prescribes how much in 1 month. It's very easy. You can just type in the name, Dr. Smith, and it'll give every single prescription, every single patient. By the way, no privacy. You know that. There's no privacy. Anybody that wants to pull up, you know, this form, not anybody that's not in the medical field, but they can easily see who I prescribe to. Which is, so if you got a medication from me, there's a chance that somebody's going to see that because it's on a database. But they can pull that up and see how many I prescribe. Now, I don't practice anymore. I teach. So I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about my patients' privacy anymore because I don't, you know, they're not coming to me for these controlled substances or medications. But somebody is going to be counting what you do. So it's in every medical provider's best interest, if they're worried about their license and their skin, to prescribe less. Medical providers are, I'll prescribe less. Whoa. Now you have the patients, okay, in the audience. The patients in the audience are like, whoa, wait, you're going to prescribe less. How is that going to work? How does that affect me? I'm in pain. These are chronic pain medications. We have a system here. We have a treatment plan, a management. I'm not overdosing. I'm using it for breakthrough pain. I need to know I could get it. Well, we can't lose our license. You know, nobody is covering in the media what is happening with the average patient. And patients don't want to be on camera talking about their inability to get their medication. They don't want their boss knowing they're on narcotics. They don't want people knowing. They don't want family members knowing. Plus, as narcotics get more difficult to obtain, you're going to want to lock these up. You're going to want to have one hell of a safe, maybe even an armed guard protecting your narcotics, because we're going to see an increase in theft and burglaries, not for VCRs or DVD players, but for narcotics. Now, some people, and we're going to be talking about this in the next segment, some people have been going to natural opioids, all right, like kratom. And we're going to be talking about that. And because, again, people, you know, pain isn't going away. We could legislate till the day is long. We could legislate away and act like we're doing something, but pain isn't going away. People will always have pain. So they're going to supplements to help them for their pain. And now we have 44 deaths linked to kratom. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Talk about this more.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to TalkStream Live for their list of top 50 online listen to shows on their site. And we made the top 50. Yay! So exciting! So, yeah, very, very cool. I don't know if Rush Limbaugh knows who I am. I mean, I'm sure he does, you know, because my show plays a lot of times when his plays. He's probably like, man, that Dr. Dahlia is cool. Like, yeah, he is. Anyway, so very, very cool. Thank you, TalkStream Live, and thank you for GCN for making the show happen, and thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so an herbal supplement with origins in Southeast Asia has gained a lot of popularity. It's called Kratom, however you want to pronounce it. And it has claims of promoting energy, feelings of euphoria. And the CDC this year announced the discovery of 28 cases of salmonella, including 11 hospitalizations across 20 states. And these cases are associated with fever, abdominal pain, diarrhea. And the CDC interviewed 11 affected people so far. 8 of them said they took Kratom not long before becoming ill. And the FDA sent out a press release Tuesday about the supplement, reiterating their concerns, which we'll talk about what happened in the past, and said that they have found, quote, peer-reviewed research and a growing number of adverse events reported associated with Kratom use, including 44 reported deaths, end quote. So what is Kratom? Why does this keep coming up in the news? So let's go back here for a second. Okay, so back in 2016, the DEA wanted to ban it. Okay, and then they reversed that decision. But the DEA was moving to ban its sale as of September 30th, 2016, citing it to be an imminent hazard to public safety. The DEA had announced earlier that year that they wanted to make Kratom a Schedule 1 drug, same as heroin, LSD, marijuana, and ecstasy. And the decision was delayed after members of Congress urged the DEA to delay the ban and give the public a chance to comment. So the DEA has withdrawn its intent to make it a Schedule 1 drug. That was back in 2016. And they decided that what they would do is establish a public comment period. So Kratom, I don't believe, was ever banned. So what is it? All right, well, let's break this down here. Okay, so it's an herb. And we've used herbs. Okay, that's nothing new. Herbs are something that we, you know, have used in a variety of things. It's a tropical tree, Kratom, in Southeast Asia. And the leaves have been used for hundreds of years to relieve pain. You could eat these leaves raw. But more often, according to WebMD, they crush the leaves, brew it as a tea, or they turn the leaves into capsules, tablets, and liquids. And in low doses, Kratom will act as a stimulant. In large amounts, however, it could be a sedative. And the DEA said that it could lead to psychotic symptoms and psychological addiction. According to the CDC, about 42% of cases of Kratom use reported during 2010 to 2015 involved non-life-threatening symptoms that required some treatment. About 7% of exposures were classified as major and life-threatening. The DEA says it knows of 15 Kratom-related deaths between 2014 and 2016. Now, Kratom has been on the DEA's list of drugs and chemicals for concern for many years. Apparently, the U.S. Poison Control Center received 263 calls about Kratom in 2015, which was a tenfold increase from 2010. Now, what have we seen in terms of science? Well, in mice, apparently this herb targets a part of the brain that responds to drugs like morphine, codeine, fentanyl. So it knows how to hit the trigger centers, the pleasure centers. This is according to a study published earlier in 2016 by a researcher named Dr. Mahumdar at Memorial Sloan Kettering. Now, his study found that unlike morphine, which is a synthetic compound derived from Kratom, will not lead to the harmful side effects like slowed breathing, like respiratory depression. He also found that it would not lead to constipation or physical dependence. So, most deaths from opioid overdose are from respiratory depression. He thought that maybe Kratom merits further study because maybe it could be less addictive and a safer route. Now, he's saying he's not a Kratom advocate, you know, but this could be promising. So, with this study, we started to see more people, it just overnight became a go-to, quote-unquote, supplement. Until the point now where the FDA is like, whoa, we need to do something. Especially, I don't know how Salmonella got involved. But now there's a bacterial infection that's being linked to some supplements with kratom in it. Now, is it addictive? Well, anecdotal reports suggest that this kratom is less addictive. Right? And because it's not technically banned, it could be a legal high. Just like people with Imodium. People are getting high on Imodium. So there are certain compounds or chemicals that are able to trigger the same feelings that narcotics can. And remember, when it comes to treating pain, we aren't so much, if you have, let's say, a pain in the back, these pain medications aren't sitting there working on your back, they're working on the brain. These medications work on the brain to have you sense the pain differently. So any of these chemicals that work on the brain could then effectively, if they work on the same centers, manage pain. That doesn't mean they're healthy for you. So, after the public comment period expired, the DEA was supposed to proceed with banning kratom, and I don't believe they did. So should we ban it? Well, I what are we trying to do? I mean, let's break down what we're doing with narcotics and opioid overdoses. Are we actively trying to determine what is causing opioid death? Is anybody doing a study going, you know what, he took too much Vicodin, or he took too much Tramadol, or he took too much Kratom? Are they doing those studies? I'm hoping they are. But all I've seen in the media is, well, you know, in this state, 1,300 people died. In Nevada, 400 people died. So we need to limit narcotic prescribing. Okay, I see how that could help, especially with that idiot doctor that we just talked about who was prescribing thousands of patients or thousands of pills to a patient in a month-long period. I get that. But can somebody tell me, did these people that die, was it because they shot up heroin? And they had gone from cocaine to heroin and never even dealt with a prescription pain pill. Or were prescription pain pills a gateway, such that these were people that just had a sprained ankle or a broken femur, got pain medications for that treatment, all of a sudden became addicted, and later had to keep going stronger, stronger, stronger until they were on heroin and then died because they overdosed. You know, what exactly happened? Like with the fentanyl overdose death with Prince. Did it start years ago with a simple Lortab or Vicodin? And then things went downhill? Or was there something deeper going on? Or were other drugs later involved? Nobody's telling us that. So while we're restricting pain medications and considering banning, you know, kratom and all this, you know, are these things the ones causing the death? And again, it all depends on if it's a gateway or not. I don't believe the 400 deaths in Nevada that happened from overdose deaths was because their family doctor prescribed a pain medication for their spinal stenosis. I don't believe that's what those people who died were from a family doctor's 30-day prescription. But if a 30-day prescription that any of us prescribe ends up not being strong enough and somebody needing stronger, stronger, stronger to the point that they have no choice but to go to heroin, then yes, we need to rethink the start of these medications. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.